Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Jimmy Webb, President of Cotton Council International. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The participants represented companies in Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, El Salvador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. In the 2011 marketing year, the countries in this market imported more than 3 million bale equivalents, roughly 480 pounds, of U.S. textiles and apparel. Cotton Council International is focusing on the uniform sector because it is estimated that one-fourth of all U.S. employees wear a uniform. We hope these companies will begin escalating their use of cotton in their uniform line and will consider U.S.-produced cotton yarn and fabric. That's why we gave them a first-hand look at these U.S. mills that are global leaders in quality, innovation, and superior service.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The participants also received reports on advancements in cotton technology for the uniform market and that market's sourcing requirements. In addition, members of the group participated in a trade fair with 7 U.S.-based uniform companies, including 511 Tactical, Encompass Corporate, G&K Services, New Balance Athletic Shoe, Superior Uniform Group, VF Corporation, and the Williamson-Dickey Manufacturing Company.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some of our stops included American Denimatrix of Lubbock, Texas, Alamac American Knits of Lumberton, North Carolina, Antex Knitting Mills of Los Angeles, California, Bueller Quality Yarns of Jefferson, Georgia, Carolina Cotton Works of Gaffney, South Carolina, Contempora Fabrics of Lumberton, North Carolina, Frontier Spinning Mills of Sanford, North Carolina, Hambrick Mills of Gaffney, South Carolina, Jomar Spinning of Belmont, South Carolina, Mount Vernon Mills of Tryon, Georgia, Parkdale Mills of Gastonia, North Carolina, Tuscarora Yarns of Mount Pleasant, North Carolina, and Zagas USA of Lafayette, Louisiana.